What's going on, Bachelor Nation? My name is Derek Carty. If you don't play fantasy baseball or fantasy football, you probably have absolutely no idea who I am. If you do play one of those fantasy sports, you may recognize me from my time on Baseball Tonight on ESPN or from my DFS projection systems, The Bat and the Blitz, at RotoGrinders. I've been doing baseball for about the past 10 years now, and this past season I added football to my plate. But that wasn't enough for me. I said to myself, okay, Derek, you want to add one more sport to your fantasy resume? Think hard about this. What is a sport that you can add that is undeniably masculine and awesome and is not going to incite any sort of Twitter trolls telling you to hand in your man card or question your sexuality? And I said to myself, you know what, Derek? I got it. Fantasy The Bachelor. Boom. And that's where we're at right now. Like, if you think cheering for touchdowns and home runs is fun, try cheering for someone to cry on national television. If you've never fist bumped after seeing two grown adults who somehow actually never seem to know how to really kiss, make out on national television, if you've never done that, you've never lived. If you've never cheered when it's revealed that someone has a secret boyfriend at home, well, you're here for the wrong reasons. The Bachelor is admittedly ridiculous, but I don't think anyone watches this unironically. The term hate watching exists for a reason, and adding a fantasy element just really puts it over the top. The gamification of absurd things like this makes the fantasy Bachelor game so entertaining, and I just can't get enough of it. So I wanted to start doing content for it, starting with the Bachelor Winter Games to get my feet wet. So this is the first year they're doing the Bachelor Winter Games, and we don't have a ton of information yet, but the way it sounds like it's going to work is that it's going to be kind of a combination of Bachelor Pad and Bachelor in Paradise, where there's a competition aspect, presumably Winter Olympic sports, and whoever wins those contests is going to get a date card, and they're going to go on dates, kind of like in Bachelor in Paradise, and it's going to proceed from there. The fantasy version of the game will be at Fantasizer, and the scoring system will be very similar to previous Bachelor and Bachelorette versions of the game. Before we jump into our breakdown of the contestants, I want to introduce you to my co-host for this podcast. This is my friend Aaron. I've been playing Fantasy Bachelor for the last 4 years now, and I have never won a Fantasy Bachelor League because of this girl. I've come in second every single time, but she always comes in first. And so I thought for my inaugural podcast, I need to get her on here. I need to get the woman's perspective. And hopefully, especially because this is going to be kind of a weird setup where we have these international people that we don't know a lot about, she can help provide some insight because she is just a monster when it comes to Fantasy Bachelor. A couple seasons ago, I think it was Ben's season, she drafted the absolute perfect team. As in, like, she couldn't have changed one single player and gotten a better team. The absolute optimal lineup. And so, like, how do I even compete against that? It's ridiculous. Aaron, thank you for joining me on the podcast.
Thank you for inviting me, and I'm glad you don't have any hard feelings about me continuously kicking your butt.
No, there's no animosity here at all. All right, so to start with the contestants, let's start with Luke first. Luke is the highest priced player on the board at $22. Luke, you may remember from JoJo's season. He was a big fan favorite. He had the Southern charm working for him, handsome, chiseled, the whole deal. And there were a lot of people who thought he was going to be the next Bachelor, and there were a lot of people upset when he wasn't. He's making his first appearance since JoJo's season here at the Winter Games. And what do you think, Aaron? Is it worth $22 for Luke?
The thing with Luke is he was a fan favorite. And when you think about the aspect of Winter Games, just based on what we know so far, Luke is in ridiculous shape. If it's all about competition and it's all about how well someone's going to perform, I have to put my money on Luke because he's got the muscles to just get the job done. And he's cute and the girls like him and he's a nice guy. So he has the ability to perform well in the competitions. And then he has the ability to perform well with the ladies, which is probably going to be important since this is The Bachelor and they do give out roses.
Yeah, there's a little bit of swooning going on over here. You can't see it, but I think Luke is going to be a popular choice this year. I think there's, you know, a good reason that he's expensive, but if you can get him on your team, I definitely want him. The other big ticket item, though, is Ben Higgins. Ben Higgins, of course, was on a previous season of The Bachelorette, and then he got his own Bachelor season. Got engaged to Lauren B, stayed together with her for a couple years. They were a cute couple. Chris Harrison mentioned on numerous occasions how Ben was like the best Bachelor they ever had. But they broke up, and now we're seeing him again here on the Winter Games. For me, I really like Ben. It just seems like Bachelor Nation and the producers really love Ben. You see him a lot in the promo trailer. You know, Chris Harrison just fawns over him. And so for me, I think Ben is a guy that I want to try to prioritize for my team.
My thing with Ben is, and in previous seasons where we've competed against each other, I rely heavily upon how often someone appears in those promos. And you're seeing Ben's face a lot.
A lot.
So at the very least, if he's not making it to the end, assuming there is an end to make it to, because again, we don't know a whole lot about how this show is exactly
Do people get eliminated and kind of
I'm assuming people get eliminated because that's what happens in Bachelor in Paradise, and in Bachelor Pad they got eliminated as well.
Yeah.
But regardless, Ben shows up a lot. So I think if he doesn't make it for a very long time, he could at least score you a lot of points, and I think he's going to be on it a lot, which you see in that promo and his face continuously popping up.
And we have to keep in mind, it's only 4 episodes, so screen time I think is going to be paramount here, because if you're on the screen a lot, there's not a lot of screen time to go around. The guys who are on the screen presumably are going to be the ones getting the points, and I think Ben's going to be on the screen a lot. Okay, next up is Eric. $19 for Eric from Rachel's season. Eric is a guy who I really didn't like initially. I thought he was very annoying, seemed very needy, very insecure, and by the end of Rachel's season, I actually really liked him. He made it close to the end, and it was kind of, I don't know, heartbreaking when he got voted out. You know, he's kind of a sweet, charming guy, athletic guy, and so $19 for Eric. What do you think, Aaron?
I mean, I liked Eric, too, when he was on Rachel's season. I thought he was very sweet and very genuine. My only thing with Eric is that he does not show up in this promo at all. Granted, the promo is about 30 seconds, so there's not a lot there. But you look at some of the other Bachelor Winter Games contestants like Luke, Ben, Ashley I, they're doing interviews before. It's on YouTube, Access Hollywood, and Eric's not one of those people. So as much as I love him, I don't know. He seems a little risky for that price for me.
Okay, fair enough. You mentioned Ashley I, so let's move on to her. Ashley I is the most expensive female on the board at $18. For good reason. I like Ashley I. I want her on my team. Ashley I seems like far and away the highest profile female on this entire list. We have some of these, you know, big name male contestants. We have a former Bachelor. We have some of these really big fan favorites. On the female side, we really don't have a lot of that. We have a lot of people who are, you know, voted off the second night, or who, you know, just aren't having that star power of Ashley I. She's someone we've seen a whole bunch of times on Bachelor shows. I think most recently on one of the Bachelor in Paradise seasons. She's always the one at the center of everything. She's creating drama.
She's always crying. She's always
getting screen time.
Which, though, when you think about it, is good for those crying points. So you know she's going to cry.
That's the point I'm making here. She's going to cry. She's going to create all sorts of drama. She's all over the trailer. And so I really want Ashley I because it seems like she's going to be on the screen a lot.
Ashley I is my person where if you don't take her, you're doing it wrong.
I kind of agree.
She's all over that promo. She's like the star of that promo. She is crying, so you know she's going to cry. My concern with her, and it's a very, very small concern, and she even says it herself in the promo, she's friend-zoned a lot. So if the end goal is to make it all the way to the end and have all these dates, she hasn't been very successful with that in the past.
No, she hasn't.
But based on screen time alone and the fact that, like you said, she is the biggest female name in this lineup, you gotta take her. There's no reason not to take her.
I'm with you. All right, our next female name is, and this kind of speaks to the quality of, like, the U.S. female contingent, is an international woman. So Nastasia from Sweden, $17 is our second highest female on the board. Now, Nastasia, when you look at her profile picture on the ABC.com site, you're like, wow, this is a good-looking lady. And it stands to reason that all of the men on this show are just going to have their jaws drop when they see this girl.
Oh my God, I look at this girl and I'm like, holy cow, she's gorgeous. If you go on her Instagram, it's like bombshell. She's
You were telling me, you were looking at her Instagram and like some of the things that she had on there. She was like a beauty queen or something, right?
Yeah, she has top model, Miss Europe, Miss Multiverse, Miss World Sport, all these different titles that she says she's achieved. Granted, I tried to look into it on Wikipedia. Unfortunately, a lot of these foreign contestants, the sites are not in English. So I did as best I could with Google Translate. It seems like some of them, maybe she was a contestant but didn't necessarily win. Regardless, she was in all of these modeling, like, Miss Miss Multiverse, Miss World contest. So I think that says a lot to her beauty and her looks.
For sure. Now, does it seem like she speaks English? Now, I know a lot of Swedish people do. Like, are her Instagram captions in English, or is this someone that we're a little unsure about, you know, if there's going to be a language barrier?
Her Instagram captions are in English, and it looks like she comments back in English, and I'm assuming it's on her own or by herself that she's doing it, and she's not having a publicist
do it. That's an important piece of information to have.
The English aspect to this team is definitely going to be important. They've mentioned in a lot of the articles about what the show is about that language barriers are going to be a big part of it. So you definitely want to know if they can actually communicate. If they can't communicate, are people going to want to go on dates with them? It's going to be confusing. So I'm pretty sure Nastasia can speak English.
So I don't know about you, but 17 seems like a high price for an unknown, but I'm kind of gravitating towards wanting her on my team. Now, I don't know if maybe that's because I'm biased and I look at her and I'm like, wow, if I was on Bachelor Winter Games, I'd ask her on all the dates, which I would have to think a lot of these guys are going to try to do. But it is a high price. I'm not sure. What do you think?
I mean, it is a high price. Basically, what you're doing here with Nastasia is you're kind of bankrolling on her looks and the assumption that guys are just going to be like gaga over her. There's not a lot out there on her, so I don't know how athletic she is when it comes to the competitions and things like that. Looking at her Instagram, clearly the girl is in shape, so that's not an issue, but like how coordinated is she? Is she decent at any sort of athletic competition at all? I mean, yeah, she's Miss World Sport? But what does even Miss World Sport mean? Does she have to compete in some sort of
sport?
That's
good
event?
Information. You should have done your research. Listen, I'm disappointed
in
you.
I tried. There's a lot of this stuff was not in English.
You
Google,
have a reputation to uphold.
Google Translate gets
you so
far.
How are you winning these leagues all the time if you're not researching what Miss World Sport is? Like, that's my question.
I went into this as much as I could. Trust me. All I'm saying with Nastasia, she's gorgeous. She's definitely hot. Probably speaks English. I'm like 99% positive she speaks at least like some English or a good amount of English to get by, regardless athletic-wise. I don't know. So for me, it's kind of a 50-50.
All right. Moving on. So our next person, also $17, is Dean.
Who we
know from from Rachel's season, I believe it was, and then again on Bachelor in Paradise. So on Rachel's season, Dean, everyone loved Dean.
How could you not love Dean? Yeah. At first.
Rachel told him she was in love with him and then cut him at the next rose ceremony. And Bachelor Nation's heart broke. And then we saw Dean on Bachelor in Paradise. And it was, I think, a much different reaction to him, where he kind of strung two girls along. Christina, who was a big fan favorite. And he kind of came off bad. So $17 for Dean, he's not quite in that same range as Luke and Ben, who are just established like golden boys because of that luster he lost a little bit on Bachelor in Paradise. But I'm still kind of gravitating towards having Dean on my team because even on Paradise, even when he was, you know, yanking the girls around, they all still wanted to go on dates with the guy.
Yeah, the girls love Dean. So I don't think Dean's going to have any problems getting girls to go on dates with him. If anything, he could be beating girls away with a stick, honestly. And he's another one who's in the promo a lot. So regardless of his issues with commitment, I do think he's a good call. The dude's also athletic as well. So he's going to do well in the competition aspect also. So he's definitely, I think he's worth having on the team. For $17, I think he's worth it. If he was in the 20s, I'd say, heck no, it's too much of a risk. Who knows? I mean, he did cause a lot of controversy on Bachelor in Paradise with, like you said, those two girls and kind of being wishy-washy. So I think 17 is reasonable. I think I definitely want him on my team.
I'm kind of with you there. Okay, we have our top international man right now, Kevin from Canada at $16. Now, doing some research about this, Kevin won his Bachelorette season. He was on the Bachelorette. He made it all the way to the end. He won. They got engaged, and then they broke up a little bit after that. So we know that, you know, at a bare minimum, this guy has some appeal towards women. He was in the Navy. He's a firefighter. He's in great shape. And we see him in the promo making out with Ashley I, which is kind of the kicker for me. We know Ashley I is going to be all over this show. She's going to have all sorts of screen time. And if the guy that she is doing it with is Kevin, he's a guy I have a lot of interest in.
Kevin also, again, gorgeous. So I think girls are definitely going to be interested in him. We know that Ashley I shows interest in him because we see it in the promo. I don't think she's going to be the only girl. The guy is ridiculously good looking. Like you said, he did make it all the way to the end in the Bachelorette season in Canada. So he's capable. And then I look at his credentials and I look at that he was a firefighter and he was in the Navy. So I keep trying to think, okay, there's a competition aspect to it. It's not random. He's another one who could be winning all of those different competitions.
Right. Okay. Moving on. So $16 also is Leslie. Leslie was from, I think, a season before I started watching. But she came in fifth on season 17. It was the Sean Lowe season. The thing that I have heard in my research, there's rumors that she's dating Dean after the show. I tend not to like try to look into like the spoiler type things. But it was popping up everywhere when I was trying to look into just basic information about what the show was. And so it seems like Leslie and Dean might be a thing on this show. And so for me, Leslie's someone that I have a lot of interest in for that reason alone.
Yeah, she's also in one of the promos with Dean. And like you said, I haven't really seen Leslie in anything. I didn't start watching The Bachelor or Bachelorette until a couple of years ago. So I didn't see, she was on season 17, I think it was. So I didn't watch that. But just because she's shown with Dean so much, I think at one point her legs are wrapped around Dean's neck.
Yep.
So to me, kind of a big deal. I think I would want
her. Where I come from, that's something that is a little bit serious.
Yeah, just a little. So Leslie, again, with a 16, I don't think it's too much to make her overpriced. I think it's right. My concern is I don't know as much about her as maybe others do. And, you know, she hasn't been in the Bachelor game for a while, so I don't know that much about her.
All right, so Leslie, potentially in a relationship with Dean. Moving on. So we have our next international man, and his name is Courtney. He's from Australia. I don't know a ton about Courtney. What do you have about Courtney for me, Erin?
I heard that Courtney was a fan favorite when he was on The Bachelorette in Australia. And then I heard that he came in fourth, and I'm a little bit iffy here. Either he made it to Hometowns or it was right before Hometowns, but he basically told The Bachelorette, like, hey, I'm not in love with you. And that's the reason he got sent home.
He's a genuine guy.
Which I like. I think being a genuine person gets you far in Bachelor events and games and seasons because they want somebody they can trust. My one thing with Courtney is looking into him after doing The Bachelor, he had a degree in something else. It was something like IT related. I can't remember exactly off the top of my head. But afterwards, he started taking acting classes, and I was concerned initially that he was in it for the fame, but I looked at the things he mostly does. He has his own YouTube channel, and it's mostly reporting on events, almost like an anchor. So I don't think he's doing this necessarily for the fame. I mean, I could be wrong. But according to my research, Australian Bachelor fans loved him, and there's a really good chance that American Bachelor fans will also love him.
Well, there you go. All right, so our next guy is Christian, also $15. Christian kind of seems like an enigma to me. He's the only one listed from Germany, and he's also listed as being from Switzerland. So, like, he's representing both. You look at the cast pictures, and his picture is the only one that is different from everyone else. It's on, like, a different background. He's wearing different clothes. But I kind of read some articles like about him, and it sounds like he's like a charming guy. He was, you know, potentially going to be a fan favorite. You know, he's attractive. He's a personal trainer, which is going to be good for the competition aspect of it. But he's a guy that I couldn't find a whole lot about.
Yeah, I couldn't find a lot about Christian either. I did, commenting on the Switzerland-Germany thing, I did find that in some European countries, they combined the countries, I guess, when they weren't getting enough interest.
Okay, so it was so like a show that ran in both countries.
Yeah, so okay. They would like take, I think they did it with Sweden and maybe it was Norway and they combined them. I can't remember exactly. But that could be the reason for representing two countries. He might have been on the Switzerland-Germany Bachelor season. My reason for potentially wanting Christian is that personal trainer aspect. I just keep going to, this is a competition. They're going to be doing physical activity. And I know he's in shape and I know he's athletic and I know he's going to potentially be able to do this. And you're right. The picture is different, which is a little alarming. But I look at his picture and I'm like, huh, that's a good-looking guy.
He's a good-looking guy,
so
for sure.
I can see girls wanting him. $15, I'm not sure, because I don't know as much about this guy as maybe some of the higher people, but you need to start thinking about those lower priced people to craft your ideal team. I wouldn't count him out.
Right. All right, so our last $15 player is Jenny from Finland. Another one I couldn't find a whole lot about, but she does make an appearance in the trailer. It appears that she's making out with Josiah, who we know from Rachel's season of The Bachelorette. So just from that alone, you know, you have to have a little bit of interest. She finds a love connection. It's with someone that the American audience already knows. She's an attractive girl. She has, you know, she's an attractive girl. So for me, I don't know a whole lot about her. 15's maybe a little high, but I mean, there's a little bit of interest there.
I think the fact that she's having a relationship in the trailers or the promos with an American contestant says a lot, because you know it's an American show. Those American contestants are going to get the most screen time. So she's definitely going to be getting more screen time than, say, maybe some of these other people from other countries. My thing too, I did find her Instagram, and it does also appear that she speaks English as well, which I know is something we need to pay attention to. But other than that, yeah, I couldn't find a whole lot on her. A lot of the stuff that was on her wasn't in English. It was in completely different language.
The whole speaking English thing really can't be understated in my mind. Like, this is a show where there are people from a lot of different countries, but the majority of people are from English-speaking countries.
Oh.
And so,
well, Chris Harrison mentioned that, like, the language barrier is going to be, like, a driving plot point in
true.
A lot of the storyline. So I think it is important to pay attention to that. So I think the speaking English thing is very useful, because you know they're going to be able to talk to somebody and make a connection. Because it's not just about being able to speak, you know, whatever language. Like, the majority of the contestants are from one country, America.
And then there's some from Canada, New Zealand,
right.
and Australia,
so
who speak English
the
as their
primary
language.
Is
yeah.
English in the show. So regardless of wherever these people are from, they're going to be able to communicate best if they speak English. So, like, speaking German, great. But you need to talk to all these English-speaking contestants to continue further through the show.
Right, and I couldn't find whether Christian from Germany speaks English or not. I think he does, but, you know, again, I'm not entirely sure. You said Jenny confirmed does speak English.
I did go on her Instagram. I was reading the some of the tags she wrote under her pictures were in Finnish. Some of them were in English, but then I went deeper into my research, and I did find her commenting on other people making comments on her photos in English. And again, it seemed like it was her, not some publicist. She does not have a lot of followers. I think she had less than 2,000. So it's unlikely that she has some PR person doing it for her. She's probably doing it herself. And then the way it was phrased, I don't think it was Google Translate. She was able to, instead of write Y-O-U, she wrote U. So I think that takes a certain level of knowledge.
This
of
is the kind of hard-hitting analysis that made me say, you know what, I need to get Aaron on this podcast.
I mean, listen, you want me to analyze some
But actually, it's valuable.
Yeah, so Jenny, I'm pretty positive, speaks English. And I would say, gotta have her. She has a relationship. Who was it with? Josiah?
With Josiah.
Yeah, I think you gotta have her based on that alone.
It's so funny. Like, if you're listening to this and you know me from baseball or football, like, this is an entirely different ballgame. It's ridiculous that we're analyzing Instagrams and whether people speak English, but, like, it's so much fun.
Stats are stats. You gotta find them somewhere. No one's tracking anything bachelor-wise this way, but there's no, like, you know, weather stats for fields that I can just pull up and, like, umpire stats. I gotta go with what I got. And most of these girls, and men, actually, are using Instagram.
The Bachelor is a social game, and so using social media tools makes sense.
Speaking on that front, what I have found, again, in my research, is that the social media aspect is not as important in the other countries. It's more of an American thing. Primarily, a lot of American contestants go on the show in the hopes of maybe getting some sort of, like, deal after. You see a lot of the Bachelorette contestants with those sugar
with, like,
bear
sponsorship
gummies.
Deals
that
on their
is
Instagram
not
accounts
really a
and,
thing
yeah.
in other countries, so they're not holding back as much on Instagram, which is good, but also they don't have the same type of cult following, so it's a little bit more difficult to find them.
All right, so moving on, we are down to, I think, the bottom half of the list now. We are on Bibiana, $14.
Oh, Bibiana, how I love
Bibiana,
her.
Bibiana, if you watch The Bachelor at all, you probably recognize her from Ari's season. She was on as recently as, like, 2 weeks ago. Bibiana was the one creating all the drama, saying, like, don't get between me and my man, and storming off.
Well,
and
she was saying it to Crystal, so I am Team
Viviana. Love Crystal. Team Crystal.
Listen, we can't talk at all. Viviana. I like Viviana. She's priced at 14. Again, it's a little high because I think she also has some issues with making connections. I think she's
absolutely
a little needy.
She's a lot needy, but she's always going to be in the center of the drama as much as she's on the screen.
Yeah.
The other thing that I found, I read that she guested on Ashley I's podcast recently.
Ooh.
And she hinted that they both fell for the same guy on the show,
oh,
which could create a nice little drama plot line.
That's good.
Also makes me a little bit more interested in Kevin, who we know is making out with Ashley in the trailer.
So it could be Kevin.
So it could be Kevin in the middle of this love triangle being a good value.
Yeah, I think that that is good. And you know Bibiana's going to cause drama. And Bibiana also cried a lot when she was on Ari's season for however brief it was.
Oh
so,
my God, all the time.
Again, those crying points, they don't seem like a lot, but boy, do they add up when you're in a pinch.
You never have to wonder either if Bibiana has the moisture on her cheek. The moisture's always there for her.
No wonder her and Ashley I got along so well.
Okay, so next we have Benoit from Canada. Also $14. Benoit finished fourth on his Canadian season of The Bachelor. He's not a guy that I think is particularly attractive looking. I think he's got a very, like, oblong head, I guess. So for me, like, from an attractive standpoint, I don't think he measures up to some of the other guys that we're seeing on the international side. But he is supposed to have a pretty sexy French accent. And from what I read, he came across as very sweet and genuine on his season. So, I mean, potentially could find a love connection here. Although those sweet and genuine guys don't tend to really get those drama points.
Yeah, that's my only thing with Benoit. And listen, I think you're harping a little. He's a cute guy. His oblong face is pretty cute. So I'm not that upset.
Well, there
about
you go.
That.
That's why I have the female perspective on here.
Yeah.
I'm not really an expert at analyzing male looks.
Now, he does have the sexy French accent or the Montreal accent, which, you know, sorry, ladies, but I think sometimes we can be a little bit of suckers for accents. But yeah, he is a nice guy, and you're right. A lot of times nice guys aren't the ones, I hate to say the cliche, they don't finish, like, was
they don't
a nice
finish first.
Nice guys finish last.
Yeah.
So I'm a little hesitant with him. He seemed, according to my research, people found him to be pretty sweet and genuine. But, I mean, he made it to fourth place, but that's not first place.
No, but he did get far in, which is probably why they have him on the show. So for me, tepid interest in Benoit. You know, maybe he's a breakout star, but for me, I'm kind of not seeing
it. And the thing with Benoit, too, is apparently Canada's only had one season of their Bachelor. So, I mean, fourth place on your very first season, I guess that's not terrible. You haven't learned how to play the Canadian game yet, but really, how different can it be from
that's
the
true.
American one? You could get your research done.
All right, our final $14 player is Tiffany from Australia, who there is very little information about. She was eliminated very early in her season of The Bachelor, but she gained fame kind of post-Bachelor because she wound up having a same-sex relationship with one of her co-contestants. They stayed together for a few months and broke up. There was questions whether it was about, you know, a publicity thing, but whatever the reason is, this is a girl who is bisexual, potentially could create some interesting storylines on this season, but because she was eliminated early in her season, there's really not a lot of information about her. She kind of seems like a high upside pick if there's like some drama or some intrigue, but for me, I don't know how much interest I have.
Yeah, I mean, the bisexual thing, I don't think that really is too much of a point I'm looking at here. My concern more is that she didn't really make it very far and there's not a lot on her. So for $14, I don't know. I don't have a ton of information. Looking into her relationship, it does seem like it wasn't a publicity. Well, I mean, I could be wrong. It seems like they had some issues and one of them went and had a relationship with an ex-boyfriend. So, you know, cheating is going to ruin a relationship pretty much.
That'll
guaranteed.
Do that.
But I don't know a whole lot about her. I mean, I know she's cute. I know that, you know, she is... Actually, that might be all I know about her.
That's all right.
Yeah. Now that I'm thinking, that's kind of it.
That's it.
And she didn't make it to the end of her season. That's
nope.
all I got.
All right, so Josiah, $13. Josiah we know from Rachel's season of The Bachelorette. Josiah was the one who was incredibly cocky. thought he was like God's gift to the world. He was entertaining. He created some drama. He, you know, had some funny one-liners. You know, he was the guy who was doing like push-ups with Rachel on his back. And then when he got voted out, he got really mean to the other contestants. So he's a guy who I don't know exactly how much interest I have in him, but he's in super good shape, presumably very athletic, and is potentially going to get some drama points.
I like Josiah because of how cheap he is and the fact that I know that he's making out with Jenny.
Right.
That really is a kicker for me. And I also know that he is athletic. When you look at his bio for when he was on Rachel's season, he enjoys playing football. So I know for a fact he's athletic. But for me, I kind of agree with what you said. I mean, I completely forgot who Josiah was. For me, he wasn't memorable at all, honestly. If he was any more expensive than 13, I'd say heck no. But he's only 13, so I can see myself drafting him for my team, just with the guaranteed makeout session that he has going on.
Especially with some of the high-dollar people that you're probably going to want. You're going to need some of these low-dollar people, at least one or two, to fill out your team. And Josiah is at least a known quantity. Rebecca from Sweden, also $13. Another girl I could find very little about. The best I could find was that she's from Sweden and she's kind of attractive. She's got that, you know, general Sweden look, the blonde hair, the, you know, the fair skin, but very little actual information about Rebecca.
Yeah, one of the reasons I was initially having trouble finding things on Rebecca, and once I realized what was going on, I was like, this explains a lot. They've been spelling her name three different ways in all the articles. Her last name, I've seen Carlson with a K, with a C, with two S's, with one. I'm not even sure what the right way is, to be completely honest with you. So I was able to find her, what I am assuming is her Instagram, and she did say that she was a sports girl in the bio section. So if that is true, then she could be valuable as one of those cheaper picks, but I wasn't able to find out for certain that she speaks English. If I'm going, assuming this is her Instagram, it appears that she can speak English. She's commenting back on people's information. And the pictures that this girl is posting, this Rebecca on Instagram, looks exactly like her. So I think it's her. It's just, I don't know what her last name is. Like, and every website, by the way, that I found information on Rebecca was in Swedish. So in the Google Translate, again, only gets you so far.
So not only do we not know anything about her, we don't even know if she speaks English.
That is true. I would assume she does.
I would assume so.
Just based off the Instagram. I'm like 99% positive this is her Instagram. But you couldn't find anything on her unless you knew Swedish. Because you can't, you type in Rebecca, you pick one of the three last name options you have for spelling. And then you just start clicking on these random Swedish websites hoping that one of them is going to have information. So she seemed fun in the videos I saw of her on the Swedish Bachelor version. Like, she was singing and she was having a good time. So that could be positive. I mean, guys might want to hang out with her, but it's kind of all I got.
All right. All right. So moving on. We have Jordan from New Zealand next. $12. Jordan was a bachelor on his season of New Zealand. He was the bachelor picking the girls. From everything I've heard about Jordan, the guy is like a total asshole. Like, he was not a guy that people seemed to really like that much. At the end of his season, he was so ambivalent towards the two girls that were still left that reportedly he flipped a coin to determine which one was the winner. They were like waiting to put one of them in the helicopter in the finale, and they're like, okay, Jordan, you have to pick one. Which one is the winner and which one is the runner-up? He pulled out a coin and flipped it and decided that way. Like, it's just insane. I saw one site describe him as the Chad, potentially, of the Bachelor Winter Games from JoJo's season. Now, we know you get drama points for that, but whether he finds a love connection, whether, you know, if there's an elimination component, I don't know.
I hate to be cliche, but it really seems like Jordan is not here for the right reasons.
Not here for the right reasons.
Not at all. When you talk about that flipping a coin thing, to make it worse, 2 days after the proposal, it ended. Like, that was it. It was called off. So I don't think he was there for the relationship at all. I think he was there for the TV time. So I don't know. He doesn't seem genuine. The fact that he was compared to Chad from JoJo season, huge red flag. I don't know if I want that guy.
I think the big question we're all asking is, how much does he love meat?
I mean, is he going to take an entire trip with him? How much does he love exercise? That's my other question. Is he just going to be like...
Is he pounding protein shakes six times a day?
Is he doing GTL all the time? GTL and then M, shoveling meat in his mouth while it's happening?
I have no idea, but we're going to find out on February 13th.
Well, listen, for $12 and the fact that he flipped a coin to pick a girl, he... potentially ended the relationship 2 days later. I don't know. I can't see him really making any sort of connection with anybody. So I can see him assuming there's eliminations going early. I mean, I don't know. It's difficult because he wasn't on a bachelorette season, so I don't know how good he is at tricking girls into thinking he's a nice guy. So
when they're not all fawning over him and competing for him,
yeah.
Is he actually
when
desirable
you're the only
human being?
Guy there? You look like George Clooney, okay? There's no one else there.
It's true.
So, I don't know. If he's good at tricking girls, then great. $12 isn't an unreasonable price to ask. But if he's not and all these girls are like, oh, this Jordan guy, he flips coins to pick women. And like, that's all he does. Then I don't see him lasting very long. So, I don't know. For me, he's a risky pick.
I kind of agree. Okay. Also $12. We have an American. We have Lauren G. from this current season with Ari of The Bachelor. Lauren G. was one of the four... Laurens that were on the show. She was the African-American one. She was, I believe, the second one eliminated. The first night, one of the Laurens went out, and then on the very next episode, Lauren G. went out. She got very little screen time. I know almost nothing about her aside from that she was on this season with Ari.
My thing with Lauren G. is she is so pretty. So I can see guys flocking to her, but again, she wasn't there very long. So that's gotta mean something. I mean, she didn't make it very long. There's not a lot of information on her because, you know, we didn't get to experience her on any of the shows for a significant portion of time. I mean, I don't even really know if she is that athletic. She was kind of, aside from the fact that she is absolutely stunning,
mm-hmm.
A little bit immemorable to me. Like, it didn't,
right.
She didn't stand out.
They barely showed her.
So that's nerve-wracking for me is the fact that she wasn't a standout. Because, you know, there are some girls who get eliminated early, like a Bibiana, and you're like, oh, Bibiana stood out. I remember Bibiana.
But she got so much screen time.
Exactly.
Lauren didn't get that.
So I wonder if she's going to be captivating enough to really get that screen time. So again, for $12, I'm a little nervous to pick her for my team. I don't know. She didn't cause drama. Like, that's not something I can count on. It's not like she's a risky pick like Jordan, who could just be, like, booted but could potentially cause drama. Like, I don't know. Like, she seems almost like the wholesome girl that all these people should actually be going for, but they're probably not going to.
I mean, she's kind of a safe pick. Like, she's an American girl, but that's kind of about all we have from her.
But she's only safe for so far because, I mean, she's not in the promo. She hasn't been doing any promo work, like those pre-whatever interviews. So, I can't see myself taking her.
Okay, next up is another American girl. We have Claire, $11. Also, I believe, from a season before I started watching, or else she's just super, like, not memorable to me. What do you have for me on Claire?
What I have about Claire is that she was from Juan Pablo's season. I also did not watch The Bachelor during that time. From what I understand, though, in my recently attained, in the past few years, Bachelor knowledge, Juan Pablo was not the greatest guy. So when she was eliminated, I guess she's most known for giving him a piece of her mind and really, like, sticking it to him when she was eliminated.
She got up in his face and was, like, yelling at him and telling him what for.
That's what I found. Like, basically being the one that's like, hey, you're a jerk and here's why. Which, you know, I think, no offense, but a lot of these guys sometimes need to have someone get in their face and be like, you're an idiot. Like, you've been creeping the crazy person and you're eliminating me and I'm a sane human being. So that's kind of the big thing I found on her. I also found that she's been on Bachelor in Paradise twice. But other than that, I really don't know that much about her. Again, she's also pretty. Like, she has the looks. But athleticism, I mean, I don't know. I didn't watch her season where she was on. So I didn't watch any of the Bachelor in Paradises where she was on. So I'm limited in my knowledge.
All right, next up we have two girls from New Zealand. We have Lily and Allie, both for $11 also. Lily, from what I've read, she's the youngest ever contestant on The Bachelor. She's 21 years old. Hmm. She was basically the Becca M of her season in New Zealand.
I can see that. Well, because I heard that the guy she was competing for in New Zealand was 35, right? Was that what it was? So she was the Becca M because Becca M is 22. Ari's 36, she's 21, he was 35. I also found that this is, because there's going to be another New Zealand girl in a second. I found that both the New Zealand girls were listed as being athletic in a news article that was published in New Zealand about them.
So Lily's a snowboard instructor, which for Winter Games, I think is going to be very, very valuable. The other thing I found about her, she was a runner-up in her season. So even though she was the Becca M, even though she was super young and all the other girls were probably like, oh my God, he's 35 years old. He doesn't want someone that young. He wants a wife. She made it all the way to the end. So there's got to be something appealing about her. Part of it, what I think it could be, one website described her as the beer-guzzling, sweary Lily. As in, like, she swears like a sailor, chugs beer, and is super entertaining.
I mean, that sounds like someone I want to hang
out with. So, I mean, the youth aspect of it scares me off a little bit, but not as much as it would for, like, a normal Bachelor or Bachelorette season. For a show like this, it's only 4 weeks where it's, you know, kind of like Bachelor in Paradise, where it's a little more about, like, the fun aspect and the hooking up and whatnot. A girl that's athletic, that made it to the end of her season, that seems like a lot of fun and potentially, you know, having some drama. She seems to me like a great value.
Yeah, I mean, she, for only $11 and knowing for a fact that she's athletic and she's a snowboard instructor and these are the Winter Games, there's a chance they're going to be doing something like that as one of their competitive events. I mean, she seems like a shoo-in to be on my team as well. And I don't think the age is as much of an issue here when you have multiple people to choose from. And there's a lot of people on here too who aren't like ridiculously old. Like Dean's pretty young. Mm-hmm. So like, there are other people on there. I will say, though, that the men overall seem to be older than the majority of the women.
Yes,
women
there's a lot of older men. Yeah,
but
a lot of
like
mid-30s guys.
I think she's good. The snowboard instructor thing, I mean, I know it's the Winter Games. That's a huge advantage for me.
Yeah. Allie from New Zealand, I could find very little about. I found that she's a yoga instructor, and that's about it. Pretty much all the New Zealand information that I found was about, you know, coin flip Jordan and about Lily. I could find almost nothing about Allie.
Yeah, I found that Allie describes herself as hilariously awkward. I also saw the yoga thing. I saw that she was leading yoga sessions while on The Bachelor, like for the girls, because, you know, like staying in shape is kind of
right.
A big deal for them. And then, like I said, I also found that both New Zealand girls were listed as athletic in a New Zealand newspaper article. So, again, she could be useful, but there's a very limited amount of information on her as well, unless you want to go back and watch the entire season, whatever it was, of New Zealand's Bachelor that she was on. Like, this is what we've got. And yoga is athletic, but it's not the same as, like, I don't know,
it's not the same as skiing or snowboarding. Yeah. When it comes to winter sports,
if you have to pick between Lily and Allie, I would be more inclined to go for Lily.
I would
think,
too,
just because of the snowboard instructor. But I mean, I know so little on both of them, so
what are you going to do?
I know.
Speaking of knowing very little about someone, Laura from the UK, you'd think a prominent country like the United Kingdom, you'd be able to find information on this girl. I could find almost nothing. She doesn't appear to be very athletic from what I can tell. She's a fashion girl. If you look at her Twitter or whatever, like, she calls herself a fashion girl. She has, I guess, maybe like her own fashion line or something. She seems like one of those types of girls, which, you know, maybe draws the eye of a man, but is definitely not going to help you in the competition aspects of this game.
Yeah, I found in one article published about her when she was on The Bachelor that she was a dancer, actress, singer, and model. So she seems like someone who, again, to use the cliche, might be here for the wrong reasons. And I mean, dancing and acting and modeling, it's still not that athletic ability that I'm necessarily looking for these types of competitions that they could be potentially partaking in. So for me, I don't think I want Laura.
I don't think I do either.
I even think like $10, that might be too much for her when you just really don't know. But she's definitely pretty. She's definitely good looking. Like, the guys could want her just based on that alone. But part of me is just, I mean, we know so little about what the Winter Games are going to be exactly.
Right.
So I'm so concerned about that competition aspect. I want those people that are going to win those competitions.
I'm kind of with you. Next up is also for $10, Michael, a former United States contestant, also from a season from before I really cared about. He was on a season of Bachelor in Paradise, got out very early. He was on, I think, season 9 of The Bachelorette. Is
mm-hmm.
that right? Yeah. So
and
a long time ago.
I was getting conflicting information. I saw like week 6, week 7, but he didn't make it to the end. So,
I don't have much else about him.
I did find that he wasn't afraid to speak his mind and that he would confront other contestants about, like, not getting enough time, or, you know, like, the them being like, you interrupted when I was in the middle of talking to the Bachelorette. So I saw, I actually watched the clip of him doing it. So a potential drama creator. He could potentially do some drama. It's just, he seems so blah.
That's kind of what I, like, I look at him. He's like in, I think, like, he's like 38 or like, he's in his high 30s. He hasn't been on in a long time.
He's done a lot of videos since about dating in New York and how difficult dating in New York is. So,
oh my,
like,
God, yeah. So dating in New York is difficult. Try dating on national television with a bunch of insanely attractive people while trying to, like, go through the slalom course at the same time. I don't know. I don't see it from him.
No, he's not on my team. I'm sorry, Michael. It's just not working out.
All right, now we're down into the absolute punts. We have Yuki for $9 from Japan. Yuki, like Lily, is one of the youngest ever. I think she's maybe like a couple months older than Lily. She's also 21 years old, and she knows very little English. We can confirm Yuki knows very little English.
Yes. I've heard that Yuki relies very heavily upon a translator. She was on the first ever season of The Bachelor in Japan, and it's my understanding that culturally it's very different than what it is in America, that the majority of the time there's just a different way when it comes to interacting, even on a date. Like, when you watch The Bachelor in America, these women are throwing themselves at these men. They're touching them.
It's not like that in Japan.
Oh no, they were asking permission to touch,
permission to hug him, and then all the other girls were standing in the corner like, oh my God, she's hugging The Bachelor.
Like that's what it was. Now, Yuki did not win, obviously. But I did find, too, with The Bachelor in Japan, it was the people who were the most reserved and the most conservative that made it far. So it seems like Yuki's a favorite for the people, the Bachelor producers. They really liked her. They talked about wanting to bring her in, and she seems really outgoing and really silly. I did find an article where it confirmed that, no, she does not really speak English, where she kind of just, like, says things and doesn't really think it through, which is fine. I mean, she's 21, so it's whatever. You have a great time. She seems like she's there to have a good time. She said she will do The Bachelor until she gets engaged and married.
I saw that
quote. She's in it forever. She's in it for life. She will be here.
So for me, I'm kind of intrigued by Yuki for $9. You're gonna need a punt or two. $9 is very cheap.
Yeah.
And even though she doesn't speak English, maybe she's not gonna come away from this with a boyfriend. Maybe she's gonna have some trouble. It almost seems like, despite this being, like, U.S. versus international, it seems like almost all of these people are going to be speaking English, except for potentially Yuki and maybe one or two others. And so I almost wonder if the producers are going to really play into that and give her screen time.
They've been talking about this language barrier thing a lot, and I'm seeing Yuki showing up in the promo. Like, you actually see her.
Wiping out on skis. But
yeah, but I mean, it's something. Whereas, like, when we get to the next like, the last girl on the list, I don't even know how to pronounce her name because I can't find anything on her. So at least Yuki's showing up. At least there's an actual article published about her where they interview her. For me, as a punt, if I'm, like, desperate for, like, a 9-point person, I'm picking her. Like, I know she's showing up. I know she's going to be silly and outgoing. I know that the language barrier is going to be entertaining. I mean, $9, she's one. If you have to pick somebody, you pick her.
I'm kind of with you there. I wouldn't necessarily be disappointed to have her on my team. I'm not going out of my way to get her either. If I'm picking a $9 person, though, I'm definitely taking Yuki over Jamie. Jamie is our final U.S. contestant. He was from Rachel's season. Kind of generically attractive adjacent. It almost looks like crazy eyes. We really didn't see a whole lot of him, didn't get a whole lot of screen time, didn't make it too deep into the season. For me, Jamie's just kind of there.
Yeah, Jamie was another one of those people that I was like, who? I don't really remember a lot about him. So, like, if I'm going to take somebody, I'm taking Yuki over Jamie. Again, Yuki shows up in the promo. Jamie's not really mentioned. He wasn't memorable at all. Completely forgot what he even looked like. I had to look up his picture. And yeah, he's okay looking. He's not, I mean, you gotta think about it. None of these people on these shows are, like, ugly or whatever. But, like, he's pretty good looking. But, I mean, he's just, again, he's another blah person where I'm like, when I have the option to pick Yuki over you, I'm not going for Jamie. I'm going for Yuki.
I am too. Which brings us to our final contestant, number 26, Zoe or Zoe.
See, this is the one where I couldn't find anything on her.
I'm going to go with Zoe because, I mean, that's just the way I've pronounced that name before. But she's from China, so, like, who knows? She's from China. I found pretty much zero information about her except for her Bachelor Winter Games profile, which is like Zoe from China, 25 years old.
All
and that's
I found
it.
Was Zoe from China or Zoe from China, first season of Bachelor China. That was it, and her picture. And I mean, based on her picture, she is a good-looking girl. Like, I like her hair. She has a really nice smile. But literally, all I know about her is that her name is either Zoe or Zoe, and she was from the first season of Bachelor in China. I cannot find if she speaks English. I have no idea.
I mean, I think probabilistically speaking, probably doesn't speak English. So if we're looking at, you know, the two, you know, pretty much known non-English speakers, you know, I'll spend an extra buck for Yuki over Zoe.
I'll spend an extra buck for Yuki just because I know that she's going to get screen time. This Zoe person, I can't find information on her anywhere, and I tried. I found like Wikipedia lists, but her name wasn't a link. I did everything I could short of typing Chinese characters into my computer to find information, but I couldn't find anything on her. I couldn't even find when she was eliminated. I couldn't find a profile. I could find absolutely nothing. I do not want Zoe. If I am stuck with getting an $8 pick, I'll take her, but I don't want her at all. Like, she seems like taking $8 and setting it on fire. Like, you're saying goodbye to those $8. I don't think she's getting you any points, and I can't see her lasting very long. Again, I don't really know that much about her, but the fact that Yuki is actually shown, but Zoe isn't, and they've been talking up this language barrier, but they wouldn't do something with Zoe or Zoe or whatever the heck her name is, I don't want her unless I'm forced to take her.
I'm with you. All right, and that is going to wrap it up. Thank you guys for listening. I'm really excited to be doing Bachelor content now. You can follow me on Twitter at Derek Hardy if you have any questions when it comes to building your team or, you know, throughout the year. If you just want to talk about what's going on in The Bachelor, I love to gossip. Feel free to hit me up and have a good one, guys.